Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's just, look, there's so many great stories in the National Draft. And I reckon there's a special place for the last bloke taken on National Draft Day. There's, you must be so close to having all your hopes and dreams crushed. And then the last lifeline, bang, it is extended to you. Of course, it's not the last chance to get onto an AFL list, but you want to be picked up in the National Draft. And that's exactly what happened to young Peel Thunder fella Reece Torrent last night when the Brisbane Lions, with the last pick in the National Draft, pick 64, chose him to come and be one of them. And before he takes his mum out for a birthday lunch, he's been good enough to join us on the show. Hey, Reece, thanks for joining us, mate, and congratulations.
No worries. Cheers for having me.
Take us through the night. So give us we'll go through step by step. What were your expectations going in to the National Draft starting two nights ago?
I had some of the family over last night and... we were watching it. Didn't go in with like really high hopes, but yeah, there's always that like slight chance that you'll go. And yeah, we thought the night was finished towards the end when clubs started passing, but started him and get called out was pretty special, and it's something I'll cherish forever.
As you should, because it's a fantastic achievement and an opportunity awaits. Had you had many conversations with Brisbane or any of the other teams prior to the draft?
Yeah, had a couple of chats with Brizzy. Every time I spoke to him, the chats were so good. It was quite easy conversations, and yeah, we all got along really well.
So just to be clear, you were hopeful that you're going to be picked up, but you weren't confident. Is that the kind of best way of describing what you were taking into the National Draft this year?
I wouldn't say I wasn't confident, but I think I just didn't want to go in with high expectations. But I knew there was a slight chance, and it's just so special to be given that chance.
So often, I don't know whether this is actually often, but when your name gets called out live on the draft, had you had any inkling that you were going to be taken by Brisbane? Had management got to you? Had someone from Brisbane sent you a text or given you a call? Did you have any sense that you were going to be pick 64?
No, not really. I had no sense at all. We all sort of had a funny feeling when we saw that Brisbane didn't pass, but I had no inkling to go on to Brisbane. But I'm super grateful to get picked by them, and it's such a good opportunity.
Who'd you have around when you were watching it? Was it just the family? Did you invite a big crew? Was it getting a little nervous and potentially a little orcs if your name wasn't called?
I just had the family over. It was getting pretty quiet towards the end. Like I said before, we thought the night was finished, but the quietness definitely turned around after my name got called out.
And what can we expect from you? Just describe yourself as what you're going to bring to the table.
I'll be a hardworking player. It will be running both ways, and I'll be looking to use my kicking to hopefully be damaging inside 50 and open up the game.
What a club to be heading to, Reece. A club that's obviously, pretty established, and it'll go in again, one of the frontline contenders in 2024. To go into an environment like that must be incredibly exciting.
Yeah, no, it is exactly incredibly exciting. And yeah, to go to Brisbane, it's just unreal. And it's a great club. It's got great facilities. And, yeah, I can't wait to get over there and to meet everybody.
Well, it's about the furthest trip you can do in footy, Perth to Brisbane. Mm. Maybe Gold Coast to be maybe 20 minutes further. I'm not sure, but
a little tough and expensive on the folks that want to come and visit as well.
It's never easy going east west. I know that the airlines are never friendly. The return flight, particularly if you want to sit up the front of a plane, Keith, which you're accustomed to. What are the plans, Reece? Has anyone at Brisbane sat down and said, "Righto, we want to get you over here now"? And what's the rest of the week look like for you?
Yeah. So. Tomorrow, Fags and a few of the recruiters are going to come around to my house. They're flying in. And, they'll speak with me, mum and dad, and go over what's going to happen. And then, yeah, we'll discuss when I'll head over there. But, yeah, honestly, just can't wait to get over there. I'm super excited.
Bit of merch? They'll bring a bit of merch?
Of course they will.
There'll be a bit of merch for you, I would have thought. Like a little hoodie or, you know, a sort of beanie type.
Guaranteed the polo, but the polo's sort of a media type.
Kids don't want to wear the polo.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Reece might rock an oversized hoodie.
Yeah, of course he would.
That's what the kids are doing these days.
No doubt.
Although over in Perth, she's pretty warm.
That's it. Bit Don Scott over there.
Yeah,
hey, Reece, what about your development? As I read my notes in front of me, it says here that you were a cricketer as well. Was it always footy for you, or was cricket just a little side thing, or was that serious as well?
So when I was younger, I always did cricket and footy, and it just always kept me busy throughout the whole year. Like, I didn't really have an off season. It was just going from one sport to the other. But I loved cricket, but it just sort of got to a stage where I was missing out on some pre-season trainings down at Peel for Waffle Colts, and it was just sort of a sacrifice I had to make, and definitely had a stronger passion for footy. The sport I love playing most, so yeah, it was a pretty easy decision when it came to that.
Where's your junior club's Halls Head? I'm not familiar with Halls Head. Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, Halls Head is just probably 20 minutes south of Mandurah. It's a great place, and the club gave me so much throughout my junior journey, and no, I'm very grateful for Halls Head Football Club as well.
Many other Halls Head alma mater gone on to play in the AFL?
No, I don't think so, actually.
The first one?
Oh, this is good.
This is me. So statue.
Yeah, of course.
There'll be a statue at some stage.
Certainly plaque.
Yeah, what's the Halls Head facility like? Is it got a big club room adorned with, you know, your photo now? There'll be a portrait of you, probably. Someone will ask you to sit down and they'll do a painting of you, and there'll probably be a statue of you.
I'm not
the
sure
front,
about the statue.
At the end of the driveway in, you know? Would that be going a bit too far, do you reckon, Reece, down at Halls Head?
Yeah, no, I don't think there'll be a statue getting made, but right. they were stoked for me as well. And yeah, Halls Head, it's a great place. It's like home down there. And they were super stoked for me.
That's now, awesome, it's your mum's birthday and you're taking her out for her birthday. How is she going to cope with her little boy chuffing off to the other side of the country?
Yeah, no, I think she'll be all right. She'll be obviously quite upset, but no, she's stoked for the opportunity I've been given, and it's sort of a dream come true for her as well.
And 11 boys get drafted out of WA out of 64. It's a remarkable number. What's going on over there? What's the magic over in WA junior development levels at the moment, do you think?
Oh, I'm not too sure, but yeah, that's unreal. And I think just from like being in the state programs, the coaching staff, they're just a lead. And yeah, all the boys in that squad just push each other and all get the best out of each other. So creates a good environment for everyone to want to get better and to work hard.
And do you know ZZ, Zane? He's also been picked, the WA boy, has also been picked up by the Brisbane Lions. I'd prefer you'd have a... Give us a crack at his... How's the surname roll out of your mouth, Reece?
I'll say Zakastowski, but I don't know how correct that is. I just go by ZZ.
Yeah, ZZ will do, yeah.
Zakastelski.
So is it sort of some comfort? Oh, not comfort, might be the wrong word, but is it nice to have, you know, somebody who I imagine you've known through the junior development pathways, is it nice to have somebody heading over to the same footy club with you at the same time?
Yeah, no, that's obviously very nice, and Zane's a great bloke. Get along with him really well, and yeah, no, super. super proud of him too, and yeah, can't wait to see him and head over there with him.
Is this the first time you're going to be living by yourself? Is that what you will do? What are going to be the living arrangements?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow, I imagine.
I'm not too sure how that's all going to work. I think Fags and the recruiters will talk to me about that on Thursday, or maybe when I get there. But yeah, I think that's something I'll worry about a bit later down.
Yeah, are you hoping more sort of as a solo operator, or would you prefer to be, if they've got a family,
billet it in with a family?
I don't know about that. What do you reckon?
I'm pretty open. I think whatever's there, I'm more than happy to be super grateful for it.
And does it, just before we let you go, and it's a great story, mate, and we wish you all the very best of you. Does the name Brock Purdy mean anything to you?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah. So Brock Purdy was picked up with the last pick in the NFL draft 2 years ago, and he's now the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And a lot of people think they're going to win this year's Super Bowl. And when he was picked up, so deep is the NFL draft, they called him Mr. Irrelevant, and he's gone on to just completely squash, because generally no one over there pays much attention to the last pick in the draft. He's now an absolute bona fide superstar over there and might be the main man in a Super Bowl winning team. So maybe, just have a little bit of Brock Purdy time on the plane when heading over there. Just read up on him, and you might want to use Brock Purdy as a bit of inspiration.
Oh, yeah, that's a great story. And hopefully I can get there and just get to work, put my best foot forward, and there's some great players there that I'm sure I'll be able to learn off, and they'll teach me heaps.
Beautiful. Mate. Well done. It's a hell of a story.
It is.
You sound like a terrific young fellow. Go and enjoy lunch with your mum, and hey, good luck with everything that's in front of you. It's such an exciting journey you're on, mate, and we wish you all the very best.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, good on you.
Reece.
Reece Torrent, pick 64, round 8, National Draft.